so today's session is on a wonderful.
I know that one.
Wonderful part of photography, digital photography, called macro. And in the days of film cameras, you had to have special lenses and little attachments that, because you couldn't see the image often, and so that you had to. Extender tubes, and it got very complicated, so in fact you didn't see a lot of those kind of photos. But virtually all of your cameras have a something like a little flower. Your case, when she gets close, the flower comes on in the upper right hand corner, which is interesting. But that's the subject of today's session, is taking close-ups. I took this photo of my wife against a close-up. It's I like to take portraits that show the face rather than the whole figure. I find them more interesting. And we said this yesterday. One of the things that you can do, people generally have a force field. If you get too close to a person, my wife, it's back here somewhere, but. With other people, maybe it's about here, within swinging distance. So what I said in one of the other sessions, you may not have been here, what you do then is use your telephoto to get closer. Now, I did that for several pictures of sleeping children. Parents gave approval, of course, and I took the picture. So part of your assignment when I'm done talking will be to go out and take photos, and one of them will be photos of a person. So. Grab one of the other students, or you take your own portrait, but you want a close-up just of the head, sort of like a passport photo. Now, it's important not to use the telephoto. In other words, if you don't want to bend over, say there's a flower down on the ground, or there's a chipmunk, you can get it still for somebody, and you say, I want a close-up. You can do the telephoto, but you'll get a much sharper, better image if you actually get down on all fours. Possible. There are some beautiful daisies by Agape on the right hand side as you're going up that gravel path. And there also there's some right out the door here on the right, some of you have found. Those would be good. You can stand and do the macro. And the way you do the macro is, say I'm focusing, put your hand on me. Okay, you're going to be our. You tell me when it's in focus. What? You can't see? Okay, it's in macro mode. Look at all this. Tell me when it goes out of focus. Joel.
Yeah. Wake up, Joel.
That's out of focus. There. See how close I can go?
Oh.
Now, for every one of you, that,
thank you, Joel. I had the same thing.
That distance will be different. Now, my wife made a good point. Some of us, believe it or not, as we age, our eyesight is probably used to. So we're looking like this, you know. Joel, of course, is the far end of this spectrum. And you can't tell when it's out of focus. So there's a wonderful situation. Your cameras have a setting. I just found out, I've read my book several times, because I taught this last year, and there's a setting that I missed, and it's called bracket. In the old days when you had a 35 millimeter, what you would do is, since you couldn't see the photo, and you're only going to see the scene once, I mean, Joel came in your life just once, so you're taking three photos. You take one what the meter says, you know, F8, 200, whatever, then you take one a couple stops less, a couple stops more, and one of the three is going to work. Well, guess what? Your cameras, most likely, you may need the manual to figure it out, have that feature. Another one is called burst, or multiple photos, or something like that. And the key that goes along with it are little rectangles that are like this. And the more rectangles you have, the more burst you get. Now, they use up a lot of memory. But let's say Brent is a runner. into his class. It's a few minutes later. And you just hold the button down, and it's like a movie. Da, 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 da. It gets like 10 different shots. And the same thing with your flower, you could go in and out and take several. I'm not expecting you today to find that and use it, but just for future reference, that feature could be good, particularly the bracket. And that way you'd have one of those would be a good photograph.
I have a movie on here. Now, that wouldn't be really burst, right?
No, movie is not. Mm-hmm. Movie is okay, because that way you can go in and out, and eventually you're going to find the right sharpness.
You got low resolution. If you're doing a movie, it's a much lower resolution.
That's true.
My question though was, there's two different parameters here that you're talking about. One is exposure bracketing. The other is focus bracketing.
That's right.
Could you explain now which? I don't know very many cameras that will do focus bracketing. Maybe there are some, I guess.
No, I think you just say multiple photos.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of that. Let me show you some of the photographs that I took and some others that...
I'm sorry that I came in just a little bit late. And I'm really used to doing a lot of manual setting on my camera.
Sure. You're one of the few.
Right. So what actually is macro?
Well, macro is close-up. Close-up photography, simple as that.
And usually when I do that, I set it on manual focus. And
you can do that, as long as you have good eyesight, which some of us don't have. Now that is almost an ultra close-up. Brilliant. We're going to cover rule of thirds in the next session. It's helpful to put the flower or whatever you have a little off-center. Now I've got one, if I can find it, that breaks the rule, and I think it's fine, but generally, you want things off-center. You do not have to have one flower. You can have multiple. I think this is more effective with the stems. Now, here's the center of focus right here. And notice it's not in the center. And the stems all point to that. It's a very fine photo. But, of course, these aren't mine, so I have to find mine. Wanting to brag a little bit. Now, close-ups can be, this was from another session, but you see, she's great, but you'd have to use Photoshop to get rid of all the background. But you see clearly what she's doing. This was at the International Kite Festival at Long Beach just a few weeks ago. Now, here's your close-up. Much better photograph, but you don't know why she's looking up there. Now, your close-up doesn't necessarily have to be inches away. Most people, they take a camera and take a picture, and that kite, which is probably 30 feet across, by the way, is just a little blip. You want to use your telephoto in this case to make a close-up. So you can do that of a mountain peak as much as anything else. Yes. Well, it's hard to take a bad picture.
Where was that?
That was in Long Beach.
No, I think it in the background picture, James.
Oh, which one? That one?
That one.
No, I have no idea where that was. Could be Wyoming, could be anywhere. It's a gorgeous picture.
James, when you take like the picture of the kite and you're using your telephoto, I find it very hard to keep my camera still.
Yes, that's a very good point. And you have to take multiple photos. I took maybe 10 before I got that one perfect. You know, not only am I shaking and wandering around as I get older, but the kite is moving. And all of your cameras have a stabilizing feature. You should always leave it on maximum stabilizing all the time. You usually have a setting of 0, 1, 2, 3. I have it on 3. That way, a little bit of shaking, you know, you're okay. And as far as the kite moving or whatever else, you just take a lot of photos. But you want it to fill the frame. Okay, now here's some flower ones. I did take these. I'm really proud of these. Okay, again, that's out of focus, so that one would be a reject. And that's why you need to delete photos. That'll work. Now, one disadvantage of these little cameras is you can't really tell what the depth of field is by looking in the lens. The old film cameras, you could see it. So you have to just take a lot of them. It would be better if it were black and shadow. You could have used a flash. That's better. Close. I wish I hadn't nipped the end. You're going to find that when pictures are processed, sometimes they'll cut things off like that, even though the image has the full flower. So go back, they'll redo it for free, if it's there.
Costco always gives you crop warnings.
Yep.
Crop warning.
Now, this is not a close-up. It's vertical, looking up. It's on a hike to Iron Peak in the Teneways, Washington. But it almost could be a close-up. Give you some other ideas. Soon you'll be on your own outside. This is the one I'm going to show you. I like this because it's a grouping. You don't have to get, this is what you'll do with your daisies if you find a nice grouping. There are multiple focal points. Here's one. Every flower really is one. And this darkness in the center is perfect. So I'd almost think of framing this one. This isn't a close-up, but you can see this leads you right to the focal point. That's my wife.
Oh.
Now I know that because...
A lot faster.
She has a bigger... See, there's the close-up of that using telephoto. And then you can see that it's her.
Is that the Teneway again?
Yep, same hike. I destroyed some, which she took of me.
They run my camera.
One with my shirt off, the chipmunks fainted. Okay, now this, does anybody know what this is on the rock?
Lichen.
Yeah, two kinds of lichen. So again, it's not particularly close up, but yes, it in a way it is, because most people have their camera trained on some mountaintop, and sometimes there's beauty right in front of you. So have fun in the next few minutes, as soon as I'm done with these. I think that's about it. Oh, here's some. Now, why do you put the finger there?
For scale.
Same thing with large scenery. Otherwise, you wouldn't know how big that is. You have to look down a lot of times to see. Now, that got blurred here, but there's some interest there. Okay, I think that's
it. So it's the one with scale,
with
the fingers. You're taking that to remember something, right?
Yep. And this is the middle of an arid area, and then there's this amazing color, just brilliant. Of course, timing flower blooms is important. You never know. This year it's kind of late.
I'm going to use an example. But these are the daisies right across the screen here.
Why don't you pass that around? We're going to pass around one that's a little cluttered.
The daisies across the street.
This is Sitka spruce, I believe, from eastern Washington.
Now that one.
Yeah.
It would be hard to identify the kind of tree without the scale.
That's true. That's very true.
I can't tell how big the fragments of bark are.
That could be a satellite image of the moon or Mars.
It could be. Okay, I'm going to close this down. It's now 7:18. Let's take 5:10 till 8:25, and I'll come out and give you a warning of how much time you have. Take your cameras, take pictures of each other, of yourself close up, so that, like the first one of my wife, you fill the frame. flowers, or plenty of those. The sun might have, not quite yet, quite come out. Well, you might find a place where you get some dappled sunlight. Wildlife, any other objects, close-ups, you'll see many of them. It could be inside in different kinds of light. We had fun yesterday taking with incandescent spotlights, fluorescent. It changes the way it looks. Have fun. Take lots of photos. I'm expecting to see at least 15 to 20. And your job when you come back is bring your camera and you're going to show one or two to everyone that you think would be frameable. If you take 200 pictures of Holden today and get one that you can keep, you will have been successful. Okay, if anyone has trouble with their camera, I'll stick around a bit. You are free. Okay, so what we're going to do is let's all gather in a circle. I won't do laughter yoga. It's over. And what we're going to do is each of us is going to show their favorite one or two photos and then just sort of either pass it around or walk around with yours. Who wants to be first?
Well, this is just to start with because this is okay. Where we are.
Oh, yeah. Older girl. Yeah. So go ahead and show
that.
You
said it in a commercial picture to talk about where I have been for the week.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right.
Very nice.
No. Well,
here's your flower.
This
is very nice.
Or whatever.
Oh, wow. That's
lovely. Isn't that nice? Each of you saw things differently.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Oh,
where
nice
did
one.
You find those?
Oh, I think I took that same one.
I think they were on the path up to the
Was it this morning
hotel.
Or was it earlier?
No, it was just a few minutes ago.
Oh, is that fun or what, John?
Oh, what has he got?
Yeah, right. You get
yeah.
the photo.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that fun?
My gosh.
Yeah.
The mushroom.
Like that. That's
that
it. You
great.
Got the mushroom.
Yeah, that's so
cool. Oh.
And he
yeah.
wasn't familiar with the camera either, so I'd
very
say
good.
I was.
Did everyone see her cart photo? She's got one of the Beanie's cart.
Beanie's cart?
Oh,
I
love
your
eye.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
Yeah.
There it is. Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah.
With the light. The morning light is incredible. What did Shirley have? Oh, yeah. The marigolds. Uh-huh. Shirley has marigolds.
Ooh,
see how many seeds there are.
Oh, and the light on that.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Sharon, I don't
Val,
think marigolds smell
Oh, look at Val got
your bugger pellets.
Lamb's ear. Lamb's ear. How many of you probably hadn't noticed lamb's ear close up?
Ooh, nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Okay, if we're gonna just seek for just 2 minutes. Now I had said don't use telephoto, and yet I went out and saw these beautiful flowers in a hanging basket, and you need a telephoto to get to them, unless you had skyhooks and you could suspend yourself. So rules are there to be used, and rules are there to be broken. There's one thing I forgot to mention called white balance, and it's a wonderful feature. You all should have it, even the least expensive cameras. And when you get to it, you'll see a scale, and it'll have 0, and it'll have -2, minus, +2. It might be a little bit different. What that allows you to do is if you go out and take a photo of a flower with bright sunlight, not good. It usually will wash it out. It's like being in snow, and your lens is, everything is white. So you go to white balance, and you do a minus as far as it'll go, and you will actually see on your screen, it'll start to get darker, like you're getting an eclipse of the sun. And then when you have the one you like, stop it, and then you have to reset it later if you're going to move out of that light. But the same thing goes the other way. Let's say I was taking a picture of our wonderful instructor here, and I think I showed it to you. It's on this camera. And I couldn't get a good picture of her because it was too dark, and I didn't want to use flash to distract her from her presentation. So I went to, I'll find it in a minute, and I used that white balance, and it worked. Okay.
So,
anyway.
Can I see what that menu looks like?
Yeah.
The plus and minus and the white balance?
Yeah, I'll find it
so
for you.
With this one, the.
I found the white balance where you can select automatic sunshine clouds and all that.
Brighter,
I didn't find the compensation
screen. I think so, but I'm not sure.
I don't know which one to go.
This is what it looks like on my camera. It might be a little different on yours.
Mine's like this.
That'll work. Same thing. That's it. You found it.
But what should it be on normal?
Well, normally it's zero.
Exposure. Yeah.
I tend to like my pictures darker, so I always leave it on minus one.
Minus?
There it is.
Instead of plus?
Well, it depends on what you like. I take a lot of scenes with bright clouds and blue sky. Automatically, it gets any skin tones get too white. So I always have mine on a minus one. But you can change it and do whatever you want. No, she has a very different white balance.
But it's only because of some other setting. Normally I have a scale, but now I've got a light wear.
Yeah.
So apparently it's kind of got a macro.
So this is obviously incandescent.
Yeah.
That's open shade if you're in shade of the building. This is beautiful. And that's bright sun. So you set the white balance for that, and you have it. That's a very nice light. There's your burst.
Mm-hmm. It might be because I have burst now.
I can't emphasize enough reading your instruction books. Take it with you.
That is my fair model.
Take your battery charger. Take an extra battery if you're going overseas, so because they may not have it. They're not interchangeable. I have a new. Shirley has a newer version of the same camera, and her battery is slimmer and bigger. So there it is. Well, this class is officially over a little bit early. This is the best class I've had. You know, you've been so spirited. We had great opportunities for photos. And I would, when you get home, go ahead and print some of these up and frame.
Well, thank you, James.
Thank you for your attention.